Hi, this is Dom Camardella. Welcome to Music and Sound 2020. This podcast is a little different than the courses, instructions, and discussions in the audio, music, and sound fields. What I'd like to talk to you about are the intangible things, the human element, the thought patterns that help us to grow and succeed and to interact with each other as we move forward into our future careers. Today I want to talk to you about essence and intention. So much has gone on in the world over the last several months that it's impossible to not be affected, become disillusioned, become motivated about certain things. Turns out today is Juneteenth. Well, there's so much significance now to Juneteenth and the awareness of its place in history, its place culturally, socially, the significance to a large segment of our population, and in that sense, significance to all of us. Because when we observe things that aren't right, if we don't speak out, we are complicit. Complicit. What it means, we're guilty too. If we're just silent, we're guilty of going along with the portion of the population that is unjust, unfair, that is not respectful of other races and other portions of our population. So, being that today is Juneteenth, I have no choice but to voice my opinion, to come down on the side of the movement Black Lives Matter. I think back to a way in which I can explain privilege. I think back to certain notions that we hear educated people talk about. Critical thinking. Well, critical thinking is a way of expressing the ability to analyze what truth is. The ability to see through bluster, smoke screens, false information, and to arrive at a conclusion as to what's going on. I'll give you an example. So let's say we're young kids and we're out in the playground and stuff. Let's say for a moment that you or I are one of the less gifted, less privileged athletes in the playground, just because of our age or our lack of practice at whatever skill. And we get around the older kids, and on this given day, we come to the playground and we got a brand new, let's say, football. And so one of the privileged, one of the in crowd, sees the brand new football and realizing that there is no other football on the playground, and let's pick up a game. And so the privileged one and their group of friends says, "Hey, you got a nice football there. Let's play a game together." Well, up till now, you have not been given the time of day. You have not been considered by the privileged, by the in crowd, and been given the opportunity to play a game of ball with them. In fact, they may very well look down on you because of your lack of expertise, lack of practice, your youth, not being part of their, quote, crowd. So, of course, you take advantage of the opportunity to play ball with the in crowd and say, "Sure, we can use my football." And Mr. Slick of the in crowd says, "Sure, and you can be on my team." And, oh, you're so excited. Being excited and given the opportunity to be on the team with Mr. Slick, this is like a first time for you as a young kid coming up in the junior high or high school and stuff. And so you jump at the opportunity. And so you agree that, okay, we're going to use my football. And so teams get selected, and sure enough, Mr. Slick puts you on his team, and the game starts. Well, the game goes for about, 30, 40 minutes, 50 minutes. Everybody's getting tired. The game's just about wrapping up. It's a runaway. Mr. Slick's team has just beat up on the other team. Of course, the way the teams were divvied up, it was way weighted in favor of Mr. Slick's team. But nonetheless, game's gone on, and it's in the final minutes of the game. And the ball has not been thrown to you, nor have you been included in the game plan once. And so you decide that you're going to speak up. And so you do, and you say, hey, why don't we run a play, and can I get the ball thrown to me? And Mr. Slick's the quarterback. And so he says, sure. You run it down and out. Go down, and I'll throw the ball to you over there by the sideline, you know. And he kind of winks at the guy on the other team. And so plays run. The guy on the other team doesn't even try to cover you, so you really are gung-ho. You run the down and out. You're at full speed. And Mr. Slick throws the ball your way, but throws it obviously 5 feet short. And, well, you're just thrilled that you're going to get the opportunity to play with the privileged few. And you make an attempt at a dive play. You come down on your arm. You come down on your shoulder. And you kind of hurt yourself. Nobody on Mr. Slick's team comes over to you to ask you if you're okay. In fact, Mr. Slick says, game over. And you're laying there on the ground. Thank God you didn't break anything, but you're hurting. You're bruised. And a couple of the guys on the other team, they come over and they say, hey, you okay? You damaged? Do you need to go to an emergency room or anything? No. You lick your wounds, and they care about you a little bit. You finally collect your ball, which is now all scuffed up, no longer brand new. And you take your ball, and you go home. When you do so, it kind of dawns on you. Basically, you've begun the process of critical thinking. In some circles, you might call it street smarts. You've evaluated a situation you've been through. You realize that you've been taken advantage of. Those in privilege have in name given you an opportunity to participate in the big game, but only in name. And in fact, when the opportunity for true inclusion presented itself, it was just a tokenism that was tossed your way. And so much so that the tokenism inflicted pain and damage on you. Well, street smarts, critical thinking, you would arrive at the conclusion, fool me once. Okay, you got me. You took advantage of me. You fooled me into offering my ball. You fooled me into believing that I was part of the in crowd. You fooled me that I could play and be amongst the privileged. But in fact, it was tokenism. Well, how do you think African Americans feel? In name, we are all equal. In name, we have the same entitlement. Personally, I'm a first-generation citizen. My parents immigrated from Europe. We are white-skinned, and we are accepted among the whites. To deny the existence of privilege in this country would be ludicrous. And so I ask you all to engage in critical thinking. Change the terminology to street smarts. It doesn't feel good to be taken advantage of. It doesn't feel good to be made a fool of. These are the simplest lessons we learn on the street. I grew up in the Bronx. I was on the playground. And we played stickball in the streets. We played football in the streets. We played football in the playground. It took me a long time for my athleticism to come together. I was not a natural. was more interested in things like music, science, things like home stereo systems and things like that. And so my athleticism did finally come together later in grammar school and into high school. But early on, I was the one often left out. I was the one either not picked for the team or the last one picked for the team, an afterthought. I know how it feels, but my skin is not black. So I can't really say I know how it feels. I can infer it. I can intuit it. I can project what it must be like. But I will share with you, one of my closest friends in life is an African American. Our friendship began in high school. He is as educated as I. He's been to the same schools, but I see his life experience had to take paths where he was subjected to a different set of rules. So, it is our responsibility, not just on Juneteenth, to stand up against privilege, to stand up to the playground bully, to stand up about systematic injustice, and to work towards the solution. Because if we remain silent, we are part of the problem. In New York, the music that I grew up on was highly influenced by the music out of Detroit, Philadelphia, Memphis, and to a lesser degree, Miami. These are all musics influenced by the black culture, the Afro-Cuban culture, the Latin culture. Where would we be culturally without the melting pot of influences that we have in our life? I have nothing but the greatest respect and gratitude for those that have come before us and been so influential in their artistry, in their creativity, and in their accomplishments in spite of the deck being stacked against them. So I ask you all on this Juneteenth, please consider your role. What is your essence and intention? Because the stand you take, your willingness to be proactive and outspoken, is how we can move our society, our world, our country in the right direction. We have to lock arms with all cultures, and we have to embrace the beauty and richness that they bring to our world. So there you have it. Episode 4, Music and Sound 2020. Just a moment of reflection. Where do you stand? Are you part of the solution or part of the problem? And in the words of a close musician friend of mine, teacher, take what you like, discard the rest. Thank you, Gary Meek. This is Dom Camardella. See you next time.